So let's talk about what would create a possible static setup situation. First of all, smelling elk. The very first skill set that I ever used to hunt elk was using my nose. Yeah, I've got a big one. It helps. But elk have a very distinct smell. In the early season, I like to describe it as a licorice type of smell. And their urine is pretty doggone close to that of a moo cow, bovine, but a tad bit sweeter smelling. Personally, y'all, I like the smell, but my wife thinks I'm just a little bit warped. Later, as the bulls start rutting and getting worked up, they urinate in the dirt or in wallows and they roll in it, just adding to their musky smell. Again, the overall smell is very close to cattle. In fact, some people will have a hard time determining it. But trust me, once you smell the difference, you'll know it. If you smell elk, you're either catching a smell of the actual animal or their urine in the area. Move into the scent with the wind in your face. If you go 20 yards or so and the scent is no longer prevalent, you most likely had urine in the area. If you're still smelling elk after 20 yards or so, stop. That means you're very close. And depending on the place and time of day, this could be a great place to find a setup and start calling. I say depending on the place and time of day for a couple reasons. If it's early and you're in the bottoms, you may be smelling a group that is moving to their beds. They're going to a destination. That would be a tough call-in. They are most likely heading to a destination, and in that case, I would just follow the scent until I was either able to hear some elk talk or get a visual. But if it's midday and you are high in the thicket timber, you are most likely on a herd or an elk or two that are nearby. Great situation for static setup. You have to make sure, guys, that you read the situation. Fresh sign. If you're finding fresh tracks along with wet green droppings, you have elk nearby. If those droppings are steaming on an early cold morning, get set up, start calling. This will most likely happen at first light when it's still real cool and elk have not started to move to bed yet. Elk droppings, when fresh, are a moist, lighter green color. When smashed with your foot, they'll spread a lot like with the consistency of oil or acrylic paint right out of the tube. It just smashes and smears. The wetter the season, the wetter the droppings, and the more they stay together as a pile. The drier the year, the droppings will have more shape to them and may drop as individual pieces, much like deer droppings. As the droppings are exposed to air, they will turn a slightly darker green on the outside. So the harder and more dry the droppings are, the older they are. If I can step up and I put my feet on them and I give some pressure and I push down and smear, that tells me something right there. You'll see a lot of droppings, guys, that look large, hard, dried, and cracked. Those are very old from the prior year. They will be in an area that has been used consistently by elk in the past, and something that, even though they're old, I always mark mentally or on my GPS. Because, look, if this is an area that's been used once, it's an area that they like to use possibly again. That's information for the future. So another reason is if you can see them. This can happen if you spot a herd or a group of elk that are not in an area where you can stalk or get an approach without being seen. Most of the time, that means that they're in a clearing of some sort. The worst thing you could do in this situation is to go over and get on the edge of the clearing and then start calling. You have just been pinpointed and the elk are going to expect you to show yourself. They're not going to come to you. The correct approach would be to get back into the timber 60 to 100 yards and locate a tight setup if possible before you begin your chosen scenario. If you're by yourself, you need to throw those calls behind you. If you're with a partner, I would have the partner stay close to the edge of the clearing between the caller and the elk. And y'all, this is a super situation. Not only would he have a chance at the elk coming to your calls, but he has eyes on the situation and can get back to you if things don't work out. Let's say you bedded a herd. Guys, gals, this is an A-plus situation. You have a herd bedded and they're going to stay right there for the next 6 hours or so. This is a perfect opportunity and your advantage to select the playing field before going to work. You can select the best time, when the thermals or wind are in your favor, and select a tight setup accordingly. Make sure to set up on the herd's same elevation as much as possible to their downwind side. A lot of times, the bull with the herd will bugle right from his bed. This is extremely helpful because he's advertising, and when you start doing your calling, you're going to give him exactly what he wants. This, my friend, is when a lot of bulls get killed. Let's say you found a muddied up wallow. You can tell when a wallow has been freshly worked. The water will be all stirred up, the area around the wallow will have fresh mud thrown and water still on the plants and grass. Bulls love to hit these wallows on the way to their bed and during the day while his cows are bedded. He might just hit it again once they're on the move to feed. If you find a wallow anywhere near a bedding area, this is a prime location for a static midday setup. Add some splashing of the water to your raking and calling, and you can paint an incredibly, extremely realistic picture that any bull within earshot will have a hard time ignoring. If you do choose to do this during the midday, be willing to work it until your evening hunt. Bulls will hit wallows at all times of the day, as I said above, so it can be time well spent rather than being back at camp. If you get hungry, eat. If you get tired, sleep. But make sure, y'all, your bow is ready to be picked up and shot. You might just be awakened by the sound of splashing water. Okay, to pull a bull from another area. It never fails that you will find yourself on the wrong side of the fence with elk screaming on the other side. It is either another hunt unit that you're not licensed for, or maybe even private property. In those situations, you can still move 400 yards or so away from the fence line and put on your own party to pull elk to you. You might not pull the herd bull, but if you're hearing multiple bugles, that means that there's a hot cow in the area, and all that rut activity is a calling card for every bull in the area. The good news is, you know there are other bulls in the area. You're hearing them. All you have to do is create an alternative opportunity for some of those bulls to go to. Maybe they've already been whipped by that big boss over there, and they might just be interested in some lower hanging fruit. Well, that is a golden opportunity for you to again select the playing field and create your own rut fest. This can be done solo, but it sure is a whole lot of fun to do with a partner or even multiple partners, where everybody is taking on a different part in the scenario.